From JMI Wealth this Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, happy Thursday, Mike.
Fletchers are doing well.
Yeah, Mike, we're stepping through the local reporting season at the moment. And one of the important factors here about reporting season is that it reminds you, Mike, that while we've got Delta and Omicron or Omicron even, and border closures and isolation requirements all dominating our headlines, the wheels of commerce have to keep turning. There isn't an off switch. Every day counts, which is why you need a sort of a low-level, continual, well-controlled sense of urgency. Because, Mike, you don't get a second chance at today. They are all reflected in the company results. Now, yesterday we got Fletcher Building, and it was pretty good. The environment operating reasonably well for them. So it's been an eventful few years for one of our, I suppose, one of our marquee NZX 50 companies, not without some difficulties. But as I say, the operating environment pretty healthy for them. What they need, Mike, actually, is workers, apparently. They need, if you need a job, give Fletcher's a ring. The result is characterised, I suppose, or rather the outlook is characterised as stronger for longer. And by the way, the market loved the result yesterday. Share price was up 42 cents, just over 6.5%, and that really helped the overall market. The market was up 183 points yesterday, so good gain. There's quite a few things going on at Fletcher's, Mike. You know, we follow dwelling consents. We talk about them. Well, they are running much faster than the construction industry can actually respond. So you consent them, but there's not enough capacity at the moment to build them. Fletcher Building estimate that residential building consents have exceeded the building industry's capacity to deliver for the past couple of years by anything from sort of 5,000 to 15,000 houses, and anecdotally, or dwellings. Anecdotally, they suspect that people are now placing house building orders for 12 to 18 months in advance, which means it could be 2 years before you get the keys. And apparently they're not balking at the price increases either. Now, they made, just looking at the numbers, $322 million in earnings. Margins looking pretty good. They're working towards a publicly stated margin of trying to achieve 10%. They're getting there. 41% jump in first half profit. They're forecasting full year earnings to come in at $750 million before significant items. That's well ahead of what the market was expecting. If I look at one feature here, Mike, sort of first half results, so it's made up of their first and second quarter. First quarter, COVID affected, but strong bounce back in the second quarter. If I look at the divisions, strong outcomes, building products, concrete distribution, Australia, that was good as well. Balance sheet looks good. A couple of other comments from the company. The outlook, assume once we get through the Omicron peak or Micron peak, they see an easing of COVID impacts, then they do see the skill shortages easing. They've got a long pipeline of work, and the infrastructure sector continues to have a strong growth outlook on the back of committed and planned government projects. So pretty good numbers.
Not a bad day. What about EBOS?
Yeah, look, less well-known name, isn't it, EBOS? Big, diversified, now very much Australasian group. They market wholesale. They're into healthcare, pharmaceutical, medical products, pet care, over 3,500 employees listed here and in Australia. They own a bunch of pharmacy brands, big ones as well in Australia. COVID has been good to EBOS, Mike. March 2020 share price in the low $20 sort of range now, recently has been over 40 bucks. Very heavy acquisition activity over the last few years. Very well received first half result yesterday. Share price up 3.4% of the day. Revenue $5.3 billion for the first half of the year. That's up 12.8%. Underlying profit up 15.8%, just $109.3 million. So they've got good momentum in the business. Like in Australia, lots of vaccinations in Australia done through pharmacies, Mike, and they benefited from that because they own a couple of big pharmacy brands over there. As far as outlook is concerned, they weren't very detailed about that. A little bit of uncertainty there, but a couple of very good results, Mike.
I like it. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 34,763. So we're down a little bit today, down 225. That's about 0.6%. The S&P 500, 4447. Down about 0.5%, and the NASDAQ, as we look at it, just a touch under 14,000, 13,984, down 1.1%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 5, 7,603. The Nikkei up 595 points yesterday, 2.2%, nice. 27,460. Shanghai Composite up 20, 3,465. In Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 78, that's just over 1%. 7284. And as I said, we gained 184 points yesterday. We closed it to 12,121. Kiwi dollar is stronger overnight, 0.6672 against the US, 0.9287 Aussie, 0.5857 euro, 0.4910 against the pounds, 76.95 yen. Gold, $1,864.73. You're not going to like this. Brent crude pushing higher, $95.72. So it's up a couple of bucks.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.